You're listening to Mid-Morning Matters with Alan Partridge. Today we're talking condiments. You're stuck on a desert island. You're allowed one condiment. Which is it to be? John in Sproston.
Ketchup.
Harry in Bodham.
Mustard.
Kev in Norwich.
Gravy.
That's not a condiment, it's a hot sauce.
A pistol, then.
That's a brand of gravy.
Bronson pickle, then.
And that's a relish. It's 12:08 in less than 1 hour.
Mustard.
Myself and sidekick Simon...
Man the barricades.
...will come face to face with one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Anthea Turner.
Anthea the Body Turner.
Ooh. You like her, do you, then, Alan?
What man doesn't? Seriously, what man doesn't?
Oh, no, hardly any.
Exactly. She...
Stevie Wonder.
or Ray Charles.
Any blind man.
Yeah. She is the Ford Escort Cabriolet of middle-aged women. Sleek, petite, a little bit racy.
0% finance available.
It doesn't even make sense. But it's still funny, still surreally funny. Which is why we booked you.
Power steering.
By the way, please don't text in. The woman slash car thing is exclusively for myself and sidekick Simon. We're just doing that. So what's that word you used?
Riffing.
We're riffing. We're jamming.
Riffing.
Yeah. I gotta say, it's always like this, isn't it?
We had
brunch.
I had lunch
on Sunday. You had lunch.
Yeah.
Because I turned up at about 11:30.
Yeah, I know. I pitched up about 10:10.
He pitched up at 12:30. Like blooming rolls in like Lord
Vader,
Lucan, and what did you order?
I had the Thai fish cakes.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
tell me what I had. I had the. I can't remember. You're listening to North Norfolk Digital with Alan Partridge. No, it's gone.
You all right, Alan?
Yeah.
Yep. Thought I'd lost you there. Away with the fairies.
There's only one fairy in here.
Yeah, I'm looking right at him.
Hey, you cheeky tit! This is great banter. It really is. So, anyway, there we were having lunch. Brunch, call it. What do you call lunch and brunch when they're combined? What's the...
Blunch? Is it a blunch?
That's excellent. Really good.
And I'd got the supplements, hadn't I?
We spread the supplements out on the coffee table. And I think we had a bit of a tussle over the motoring section.
Ooh, we did a bit. We locked horns.
We grappled.
We wrestled for them.
We didn't wrestle. But you gave me a bag of crisps, didn't you? Cheese and onion. Normally when I open a packet of crisps, I open them at the top. But Simon showed me a technique whereby you splice the packet down the side, lay it flat and share the contents.
Hippie style.
And I think, in all seriousness, it was at that point that I realised that here was a guy who's prepared to push the envelope.
Cheers.
Yeah. Well, so you opened an envelope, probably doing it in a very unconventional way.
OK, I've come up with a top 10 list of things not to say to a customs officer.
Time for Travel Update with Chris Gifford. Kippers. That's what I had. Traffic and travel with... You're listening to North Norfolk Digital. It's time to...
Focus on...
Cycling. I am in the studio with Jim Jones. Hello. Now, just to clear something up, you're not the Jim Jones who led a mass suicide in the Jonestown massacre by feeding his followers poisoned broth.
Of course not.
Glad to hear it. Well, you'd be dead, wouldn't you? Along with your 900 followers. Do you know that's the population of a village like Hickling? It's an awful thought, isn't it? Imagine seeing the streets of Hickling littered with dead corpses. Doesn't bear thinking about it. It'd be doubly shocking because the town won Best Kept Town in Norfolk for 3 years on the trot. Do you ever have dark thoughts?
No, not really.
If you're tuning in to us without the aid of visual internet, let me fill you in. Jim is astride a static exercise cycle. Why?
Well, I'm running a campaign called On Your Bike. It's about getting young kids out and onto cycles.
Can you stop? Can you stop cycling now? Because the noise, I didn't realise I was going to make that noise. A bit distracting. You're listening to North Norfolk Digital, North Norfolk's best music mix. If you are watching the internet from a third world country, perhaps you're unfamiliar with bikes, cycling is a form of wheeled transportation whereby the legs are used as pistons to propel the cyclist forward.
Exactly.
Sounds complicated.
It's not. This campaign's bang on simple. Basically, we're trying to empower kids.
No, I'm just going to interrupt you there. Jim, I've just got an email and it says that in the Jonestown massacre, it wasn't soup he made them drink, it was actually poisoned Kool-Aid. So just to reiterate, the fluid administered by the Reverend Jim Jones in the Jonestown massacre in Guyana in 1978 to just under 1,000 innocent men, women and children was pop, not broth. So that's pop, not broth.
So this campaign's about helping kids that are a wee bit overweight shed a few pounds.
Ever met a child the size of an ox?
Pardon?
The reason I mention it is I once knew a man who was the size of an ox, but with the mind of a child. He was a very affable chap, helped me move house. Yeah, didn't like loud noises, but my goodness, he could eat. There's a very good email here. It says, is there a case to put overweight kids in their own, inverted commas, fat schools? You could house them in dormitories, lock them in, then push pieces of Rivita smothered in Philadelphia light under the doors. This way, they would become educated and thin. It's a little extreme, but you can't fault his logic.
This is about educating kids into being fit. It's not about funny diets. Okay. I mean, I spend time with these kids and I end up learning from them.
Really?
Yeah, I end up relating to them as adults.
Right.
You spend time alone with these children, you end up being a big kid yourself.
Yeah. You've been cleared to work with children, haven't
you? Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
That's the reason why I took them on. I took them on a long cycle ride. We cycled from Land's End to John O'Groats, a group of 11 to 12 year olds.
I'm planning on doing the very same journey myself next year.
You're going from Land's End to John O'Groats on a bicycle?
No, in a Toyota Avensis.
Who's sponsoring you?
No one. It's just one of the great UK drives, along with clockwise and anti-clockwise around the M25 in the same day, which I did manage last year when I had a day to kill. I was dismissed from jury service. They wanted an ethnic balance, and I was the fool guy! It was just a Japanese saloon car. Me and the very best of Deacon Blue.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Well, I'm asking the questions.
Great, Alan. Fine, ask away.
I will. I'll ask you one in a second. This is North Norfolk Digital, sustaining and maintaining our core listenership in an increasingly fragmented marketplace. I just realised I read that from an internal memo. Wasn't for you to hear. Sorry. If you just joined us, I'm Alan Partridge. I'm chatting with Jim Jones. Not the evil one. This one's clean as a whistle. And that's all official, right?
Yep, we get checked twice a year.
I should think so, too. So all the boxes ticked and you're on the register. I mean, the good one.
Yeah.
Great. Sorry to have to broach that subject, it's an awful business, but we've had some cracking phone-ins about it. But, it is an ongoing problem, especially round these parts, if you get my drift.
What, in the radio station?
No, he's gone. Mm. Anyway, Anthea Turner coming up in half an hour. I hope she didn't hear that. Jim Jones, in the meantime, I have a little surprise for you. It's this award for services to the larger child. It's an Alan's Local Hero Award. It's not engraved. You do that yourself, put what you like. For those of you who don't have the webcam, it's a mock brass hand doing that. So you can take that, show it to the kids. Actually, don't. Just take it straight home. Does it ever get on your nerves being surrounded by all those puffing, wheezing kids?
Oh, well, actually, Alan, these kids are pretty active. I mean, they could cycle 10 miles, 30 minutes.
I could cycle 10 miles in 30 minutes. I could cycle 30 miles in 10 minutes.
That'd be 180 miles an hour.
All right, I couldn't do that. But I could do the easier one that you said first.
10 miles in 30 minutes?
Yes.
Be my guest?
I will be your guest, even though technically you're my guest. Dismount, Reverend Jim Jones. This is live radio, no time like the present. I, Alan Partridge, am going to attempt to cycle 10 miles in 30 minutes. But first, Wizard. Simon, do you think Anthea Turner cycles?
I don't know.
I know, but do you think she cycles?
I don't know, I've never given it any
thought. Well, think about it now. Do you think she cycles?
Yes, I think she probably does.
Yeah, I do. I think she probably rides one of those big Dutch bikes with a basket and a bell, and she'd cycle along in a flimsy cotton dress with the sun and the breeze in her hair. Doing that with her hair.
Enjoying herself.
Just the wind in her hair. She'd just discard the bike by the side of the road, find a nice spot in the field, and lay down on a tartan blanket with a copy of Grazia, a thermos flask, and a big jam sandwich. Maybe a beef paste cob. Heaven.
Of course, you'd have to watch out for combine harvesters. Slice through her like a hot knife through butter.
Oh, but what lovely butter.
Oh, yes.
Lightly salted. I can't do it anymore.
Okay, take it easy. Just take it easy. There's nothing to be ashamed about. A lot of these kids are very fit.
Hang on, are you from Northern Ireland?
Yeah.
Is it better now that the troubles are over? Yeah?
Of course.
Yeah, good. I like the murals on the end of the houses. Pictures of Mary Balaclavas. Tommy guns. It's, must be like living amongst an artist like Banksy. But, you know, lots of Banksys. But Banksys who want to kill people who live near them.
Alan.
Yeah?
It's Anthea.
Oh, Christ! Yeah. I wanted to have a shower before she got here. I bought my wash bag in especially. Some smints. Go get me a towel. Anthea, how are you?
Hi, Anthea.
Just been cycling.